It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 715. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. I want to wish everybody a happy and safe new year as I record this on December 31st, 2019. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message on Skype. The name is Mike Tech Show, all one word. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/MikeTechShow, and also facebook.com/MikeTechShow. This show is brought to you by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking on the link on my website at miketechshow.com. Use the promo code MikeTechShow for your free 15-day trial, and you can go directly to instanthousecall.com. Got a great show where I'm going to look back at the year 2019 for me, the tech, the problems, the ups, the downs. There's been a lot of things that I can look back on for this year of the different trends and how it's helped my business. And then there'll be no show Thursday night because I'm doing this one. There will be a show on the 9th of January where I'm going to look ahead at 2020. And again, I've outlined business opportunities in tech that you want to take advantage of and you want to do in 2020. And then the following show, we'll get back to all of the tremendous stories from the trenches, and they are building up. I literally outlined the next five shows. I have all the material outlined. And then, of course, we'll deviate as things happen so I can mix it in. So I want to start off by going back to January of 2019. Now, anybody who's been following, you know, I still have my broken foot. I still have to wear a boot cast. I'm my own enemy. I haven't had an x-ray in a while, and that's something, my New Year's resolution. There's a couple. That's one of them. I got to get back on the horse. I got to get back to get new x-rays. But the year started off really bad for me. I was all set to have surgery, to have the pin put in the foot, to where I had the 6 weeks blocked, for where I had work covered for clients. I literally ordered things that I could make my bedroom into a remote office where I wouldn't have to walk on the foot because I'd have to live in the bedroom for 2 weeks. I was all ready. I was in a mental place, ready for the surgery. Surgeon calls the day before, cancels the surgery. Now, there were some other reasons why he canceled the surgery that I'm not going to get into, but I went into a state of depression for a long time, and that really hurt. So we started off the year really, really bad. So that's on the personal note. And so we got to start off this year better. Now, in a summary of all the things when I looked back for the year on all of the tech and in the trenches stories, it comes down to client moves, security, power outages, which we still suffered this week for clients that kept us hopping, Windows 10, upgrading to Windows 10, of course, which we're going to get into in detail. How about all the Windows 10 updates that broke everything? Lots of QuickBooks problems. An uptick on encryption being required for compliance, and then the different vendors I'm working with, which I'm going to touch on from TechCon Unplug in September to early in the year becoming a partner with Untangle. And let's start with the client moves. we had several big client moves, of which some of them were in the trenches stories, where one client decided to move. We didn't even realize they were building a whole nother place that was, you know, probably a 20-minute drive away. And I learned, and we got to get in there quickly. And of course, they had no cabling, and I had to get a cable guy to walk through. And then we had to worry about the phones being cut over. And that was early in the year, a move. We had another move with a client that is now just moved in December, where I talked about that story. And guess what? They're moving again in January. Now, they were in an office that was supposed to be their permanent office. But then somebody offered, I guess, the property management company a large sum of money to take that entire floor. So they paid my client to move. So it didn't cost them anything. It's just a pain in the neck. So we moved them. We were supposed to move them to their final place. They're on the sixth floor. They were supposed to go to the fourth floor, but when they had to move, the fourth floor wasn't ready, so we had to put them in a temporary place on the fifth floor. So they're sitting on the fifth floor of this building, and they're not going to stay there. They're going to then do a permanent move in January to the fourth floor. And I've just been through all the wiring is being done. All the drops are taken care of. This, we have more time to plan, and we have more time to get Verizon into the new suite, get it all tested before they move. So the move's going to be, from an IT perspective, is going to be a lot easier because of the planning. And then there were some other little moves throughout the year for clients. So that was very big. Security was big. I had to give a lot of presentations on security, and something I'm going to start more, something that happened on Christmas Day. A client discovered that their Wi-Fi was compromised by an employee the day before. The Wi-Fi employee password was given to a stranger who they thought was an employee, and we had to quickly change all of the Wi-Fi passwords, and I was able to do that remotely for the client, and this is literally Christmas morning. Security has been a big issue. Two-factor authentication solves many, many problems. So one of the things that I've had to do is, even my Twitch sign-in is two-factor authentication. And the GoDaddy, every client's GoDaddy account has two-factor authentication with the owner of the business or the person that I deal with for the business, that's the liaison. And this is so no one can change the DNS and take control of their mail. Because if you remember earlier in the year, that was a story, that was a problem, where it was the first time I was involved where the GoDaddy account was hacked. Tonight, I was literally helping someone a couple hours ago that was the mother-in-law of one of my clients, and I'm helping her because her Amazon account got hacked. Luckily, Amazon caught it, and what they did, they didn't let the charge go through on some Amazon gift cards, but anytime she went to reset the email, she never got it because they also hacked her email account and put rules to intercept any email coming in. Yeah, this was a deep hack. And it's now all taken care of. And we've turned on two-factor authentication for Amazon, but I'm very disappointed at something. You only have two-factor authentication on devices that have not been trusted. Once you trust a device, then you have to have two-factor authentication goes away. My recommendation is, even if it's your home system, do not allow that to be a trusted device. So this way you are always prompted for another number to hit to put in for two-factor authentication that'll go to your cell phone. It's just another way to lock down another service like Amazon. You should always have two-factor for all of your banks. So with all the different data breaches and all the different security during the year, we went over many, many things to do to help protect your identity. I had handouts as a PDF that you can download. You can go through the show notes for the past year, and you'll see many times I've touched on security. So that was pretty big. And it will continue to be a big item as we move into 2020. Windows 10 upgrade. How many people did we tell that on January 14th, Microsoft will no longer support 2007? You have to move to 2010, or you will not be receiving any security patches or fixes. If you automatically fall under compliance, you will not be compliant. That means PCI for taking credit cards. That means FINRA for any financial, HIPAA, any medical. So we have been working nonstop. Matter of fact, the only day we had off in the last several weeks was this past Sunday because my son waved a flag and said, stop. Yes, the money's good. We want to make the money, but I need a break. So Saturday's a break. Tomorrow's a break. We're off tomorrow. Let's see if I don't get any phone calls. And then we're hitting the ground again. I even got him booked on this Saturday. So with an office that is real estate. Last Saturday, we were at a dental office doing the upgrades, and we ran into a problem, which maybe I'll go into real quick here. The X-ray machine that we took to Windows 10, X-rays didn't work, but there was no one there on the clinical side to test the X-ray. We only had a couple office workers there who had no idea how to use that machine. So Monday morning, guess what? They find out it can't take any X-rays. This was a problem. I had a remote in, put it back to Windows 7. Guess what? Whatever it did to that software and that change, they had to get the rep who took care of that to come in and fix it for Windows 7. We've had a conversation with him. We have to coordinate when we're going back to upgrade to Windows 10. He has to come in and do a couple things to make it work. We can't do it. And by the way, the dental office has to pay additional money for the same software that they bought just to have it work under Windows 10. What a ripoff. Anyway, I was very, very surprised at that. And they wouldn't even give us the questions. You know, they wouldn't give us the list of the things to do to make it work. So I'm like, okay. Couple server downgrades during the year where we went from a real server and downgraded it either to a peer server or Synology. Now, they happen to be older server operating systems that will fall off being supported in January. And rather than go through the cost of a whole Windows new server and new Windows server operating system, it just wasn't worth it for what they were doing. If they only needed QuickBooks, well, we could have a nice Windows 10 system running the QuickBooks database manager. If they only had file sharing, we could go all the way down to a NAS, still keep security, still keep things in place. So that we had a couple server downgrades. Next. Big uptick because of security encryption. So one of the biggest things was encryption of email. Now, we, and I say we, MHS Consulting, my consulting company, we support two forms of email encryption. One is through Sherweb, which is a third party called Proofpoint. So we have to purchase the Proofpoint add-ins for a client that's using Sherweb hosted exchange. Now, if they want full boat encryption with Office desktop apps. Then we use Microsoft Office E3, and that's with encryption for email. You can add transport rules. You could turn on for archiving. I have a transport rule for journaling. So if they fall under that kind of compliance, then I sell that through Sherweb. So they build directly to Sherweb, and I'm a Sherweb partner, but they don't bill through me. They bill directly to Sherweb, but that's how I sell that. That's going to come up next week again as we start to talk about 2020, Office 2010 dropping off, becoming end of life for compliance, and that's next October. So we have a bit of time for that. Next is encryption for the hard drive. Anybody that falls under compliance, we automatically encrypt the drive. We make sure they get to Windows 10 Pro. And I've had some people go to home, so I've had to buy Windows 10 Pro keys that can upgrade. Or if you have a legitimate Windows 7 Pro, guess what? That allows you to go from home to Windows 10 Pro. When you get prompted for the key and you enter a legitimate Windows 7 Pro key, guess what? It'll upgrade you to Windows 10 Pro. Then we turn BitLocker on. We save the key to a USB stick. I keep a copy. And then we keep a copy that is given to the client to put away. So you got to make sure you have a backup of the key. We had a lot of encryption going on during the year. Then, because of security and lots of clients falling into compliance, I've sold more and more Untangle firewall appliances. So I became a partner. And as a matter of fact, this Friday, I'll be installing another appliance with a new medical startup that I will talk about. That, let's fast forward to August. So we had a lot of these things happening. Now, August is an interesting month because another sort of disaster happening here at the house where my bedroom ceiling collapsed because of a water leak from the pan, from the air conditioning system that's in the attic, and we didn't know that the drain was clogged. So now it hit the pan, the emergency pan overflowed, then the water started building up. Now this is happening and you have no idea that this is going on. I never go in the attic. And you know when you worry about it? When the ceiling falls on you and when it starts to drip and you have problems. So that was August, and it was a mess. So we already had our 40th wedding anniversary trip planned to Cancun because on August 11th, my wife and I celebrated our 40th wedding anniversary. So the end of the month, because we were able to save a little money, was our trip to Cancun, which actually worked out because that's when a lot of the repairs and a lot of things were happening. But even then, it wasn't finished, and when we came back, we ended up living in a hotel for a week. So August was a mess, but something interesting right in the middle of August happened. A milestone, show 700 of the Mike Tech Show was celebrated on August 15th. Now let's move to, I will say, another milestone for my consulting company. And that is TechCon Unplugged in September in Grand Rapids, Michigan. A couple things happened that I didn't expect. One, really making a connection for Freedom Voice, meeting with Alexa and Jason and other Marv and other users, other partners of Freedom Voice that have been reselling it. And making that connection, I became a believer and drank the Kool-Aid, and I'm on board with Freedom Voice and became a partner. I purchased Synchro. Very important to my business. And as I outlined when we first got started. I have a long way to go. A New Year's resolution for us. My son and I had a great talk today on things we want to accomplish within Synchro. I have not started automatically invoicing yet. We're doing the ticketing. We're doing the remote support, the monitoring. We have a lot going on, but we haven't been doing invoicing. So that's another piece we need to implement. But we've made great progress with Synchro. I have over 175 assets across 60 customers already in Synchro. So I'm looking forward to riding that and learning more PowerShell scripting, and can't wait. It's been extremely helpful to my business. Now, something else I haven't talked about on a show that I've implemented, and I'm going to mention it, and then down the road, I'll talk about it more, for my online backup solution for my clients. I was using another service. I have migrated all of them and added some new ones to MagnusBox. I will talk about them more in detail in the coming weeks, but I am very, very happy. A thumbs up to Mike and what he's done. I met him at TechCon and didn't think I'd be partnering with him to do this, but I like the client. I like the pricing. He only sells to techs, people who are reselling the service. That is something that's very important to me. I want to partner with vendors that only sell to resellers, that they do not sell to end users. That's a very important model for me and my business. So I have been rolling out with just no issues. Well, I got a couple of hiccups in the beginning, but these were normal things. Once I got the client down, everything installed, I love the reporting. I have one pane where I can look in and see everything that's happening, whether it's in the morning for all the backups the night before. I like it, and we're going to keep using it. And I just wanted to mention that was another connection made at TechCon. Now, I made a connection and became a partner with SnapAV. Their pricing is still kind of high for my client base, but it's nice to have that connection, and it's something I'm going to do when I get the opportunity to be able to buy bigger and better switches. The clients have to be bigger in order for me to be able to afford that. So I want to become a partner with Ubiquiti, and I don't know if they sell, like, do I have to buy that through, I'm actually not sure, because right now I was buying it off Amazon, and I do, one of the things on my end, I wanted to be able to become a partner with Ubiquiti, so I wouldn't mind some follow-ups of anybody out there who's buying Ubiquiti and reselling it. Is there a way to go direct? Is there a way? Where do we go for the best wholesale pricing so we can resell it? Now, that was September. Let's move to October. And that was my trip to the Tampa area where I had two clients I had to take care of. Now, we did a little, you know, we slipped away for 2 days, my wife and I, over to Disney and then back to the Clearwater, Dunedin, Tampa area. And I was able to take care of the clients. Everything was great and got in a little fun, but also battled a hurricane that was hitting, or at least, no, it wasn't a hurricane. It was downgraded to a tropical storm. So that was interesting while we were there, but we still had a lot of fun. November, two new CPA clients, which we were very thankful for. One of my CPAs handed me another CPA. That CPA handed me another CPA down the hall. So CPAs, very important for me. They're great clients. And that was really, really good in November. And then also in November, where now we're actually doing the physical network setup this Friday, is a startup medical insurance broker. and the wiring and the infrastructure was just completed this week. Now we're going to have a Synology server. They already have Freedom Voice phones. There's going to be, you know, a Netgear PoE switch, an Untangle firewall, all of the normal standard network infrastructure equipment that we use, we're going to be setting up on Friday. It has been describing December as we slide into December here. I have never had this many hardware purchases, whether they're refurbed, new computers. It was amazing of how many business clients came to me and said, Mike, help me spend money for the capital expenditure for the hardware or what they're going to be using for the depreciation. It was a better tax advantage for them to purchase before the end of the year. There are some where I've already gotten paid or I've already invoiced them. The hardware hasn't come in yet, but they needed to get the numbers on the books before tonight. So I, of course, greatly helped them, and it kept us busy. Laptops, desktops, you name it, HP mini computers. They came from at all directions. There were some times the table behind me was just piled high with boxes of equipment. I was blessed to have such an uptick with not only the new hardware purchases, but also all of the massive amount of Windows 10 upgrades that we have been going through. December has been the best month in the history of MHS Consulting. So how do we put a cherry on top of that? Well, Carrie Holzman, Building My Beast, which you could see the videos that Carrie put together in building it. And then I unboxed it on December 23rd. Christmas Eve, my two youngest, when I say youngest, you know, the youngest is 26. The two youngest, we had our Feast of Seven Fishes, and they were spending the night with us. After dinner, we came down here. I took both computers and put them on the workbench behind me. And I had already did a FABS from my C drive to one of my other SSDs, the 2 terabyte that I had added during the year. So Carrie graciously did another 20-minute video, which you can find online at youtube.com/Carrie Holzman. Go to his videos. You'll see a couple videos building the beast. I actually named the computer the beast here. And this is the first real podcast recording is this show tonight on the very hardware Carrie built. So the only equipment I had to move was a 2 terabyte Samsung SSD, a 500 gig Samsung SSD, a 6 terabyte Western Digital Caviar Black mechanical drive, which I dub my junk drive to dump video or copy something, or it's work that I don't care about backing up, but I need a lot of space, and it doesn't have to be an SSD. Now, Carrie put the following in my computer. He put in a Samsung 970 EVO Plus. That is a NVMe. Then a 2 terabyte, which, by the way, that is tremendous fast, a 2 terabyte Intel NVMe. I added then the 2 terabyte Samsung, the 500 gig Samsung, and the 6 terabyte Western Digital. I added an optical drive. I then added the graphics card. I moved from the one system to the other, the NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1060 with 6 gigabytes. It was a gigabit Z390 motherboard, Corsair, 64 gigs of RAM. It's an Intel Core 9 9900, 99, 99, excuse me, i9-9900K CPU 3.6 gigahertz, a Corsair RMX750 power supply. It's incredible. The beast is flying. I have not worked on a system so fast. I have tweaked it to a point where I have to talk about this on a future show in a couple weeks. What I have learned in tweaking SSDs, I'm going to do a dedicated show. I love it. It's incredible. And what a great way to finish up the year. And not only that, but my wife gave me an incredible Christmas present. Above me, which you can't see, to my left, my Samsung 55-inch TV that was there developed a spot up in the right-hand corner, a light where it needs to be fixed and probably not worth going to be fixed. It's very annoying when you start watching different shows. You don't even notice it on some shows, but then, you know, you got this light that gets annoying. My wife bought me a really nice high-end 4K UHD 55-inch Samsung. We can't do any bigger because it can't fit. So that's the biggest the TV can be with the stand and where the ceiling is, because it's on top of a gas fireplace. I know that's not good, but that's where it goes. And it was great. And all three of my sons on Christmas night unboxed it, helped me remove the TV that's there, and we got it hooked up and running on Christmas night. So Christmas Eve, I had my new computer. Christmas night, a TV. I was like a little kid. Happy camper. So what a great way to now come to the end of December. And it's continuing. We got a tremendous amount of work still for the next few weeks. And I can't wait. I can't wait to share the stories with you. It's been an incredible 2019. Yes, there's some ups and downs. There always is. And we just have to continue to roll with them. And just everything that's dealt me, just deal with it and keep moving forward. And that's what I've been doing. So I want to wish everybody a happy and safe new year. Have a great new year. And you can make it even better by supporting the show. And the best way to support the show is to use our Amazon link that Carrie Holzman and myself share. Link is in the show notes. Before you add something to your Amazon cart, come back to miketechshow.com, mikenation.net. Click on the link to support the show with Amazon. It takes you right back to Amazon, but our affiliate link is embedded now as you shop for that session, and anything you add to your cart and then check out and purchase it, we get a small commission. And that adds up. It makes a difference. And Carrie and I, from the bottom of our hearts, thank you so much for your great, tremendous support. And also the support of our other affiliates and sponsor, Instant House Call. God bless them, because I live on that, using that every day to support my clients. Go to instanthousecall.com and download it, kick the tires, try it. Fabs Auto Backup. Let me tell you a quick story about Fabs. So before I migrated my system to the beast, I bring up Fabs and I copying from one SSD, the C drive, to the 2 terabyte SSD that I'm going to be migrating to the new system. So it takes about 25 minutes only to back up 92 gigs of settings and data. So 92 gigs, 25 minutes, boom, boom, boom. Now, we put that back, and when I fire up the beast, I run Fabs, and I point to the 2 terabyte, and I want to do a restore of that backup. 92 gigs under 5 minutes. That's how fast this system is. Under 5 minutes, 92 gigs transferred. As a matter of fact, it went so fast, I was like, wait a second. it must have skipped something. It skipped all my PSTs. There's no way it could be that fast. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, indeed. So my tip my hat to Fabrice and to Fabs. And let me tell you, he has done some great improvements on the Chrome profile. And that moves a lot faster. Anybody who uses that knows what I mean. So he continues to make improvements. Something that Tom in the chat mentioned that I want to get to as another reason why I like Magnusbox. The technical support where I can pick up a phone and get someone that answers my question. Sometimes it's the owner. Freedom Voice. Partner support. I can pick up the phone. I can get someone intelligent. I can get the help. I can pick up the phone and get a hold of Corey, who owns and developed and invented Instant House Call. I can email Fabrice if I have any kind of a question. This is what it's about. These are the vendors. These are the companies that we want to continue to support because they work with us. And it's easy to get improvements. They're not hidden behind some corporate structure where you can't get any help. That's who we want. When we need to do the help, that's when we want to be able to deal with vendors and products that do not run away from us, that work with us, that want to partner with us. That's important. And they're the only partners you're ever going to hear me talk about like this. Will I throw them under the bus when they screw up? Absolutely. But it's what they do when there is a problem and how they treat it. And you know what? Someone I didn't mention here, Malwarebytes. They've tremendous. I can get someone on the phone or they'll answer an email and they're there to help me. And that's what I need when I'm reselling a product. That's another vendor that I love supporting because they work with us. They want to work with the techs in the trenches. This is what it's all about. This is what's important. And if you are a tech, this is what you want. And if you're not and you're listening, this is who you want us to bring you those products and services because you know there's someone behind us that we can go to for help that works directly with us. That is what's important. And with that, have again a great New Year's. I can't wait to continue doing this show, doing Tech Vets. There almost was a Tech Vets last night. Carrie's having a terrible ISP problem. So we want Carrie, once he gets that fixed, I promise you there will be a Tech Vets because the intention was that the first podcast ever to be recorded was going to be on this system. And because last night it was just horrible ISP problems where it just wasn't worthy of us putting bad audio out there. So we decided to not do the show. We will do the show as soon as he gets that fixed. That's it. And I hope you stay with me for the rest of the night as I'm going to be online ringing in the new year. Be here on January 9th. Same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.